No. Okay, so, hi, we're back. Welcome to the new episode of Glitterally. We're in a parking lot. I'm standing outside, but soon we're going to be inside the car. Carl, you want to have anything to say?
I'm sick as fuck.
He's sick. So, yeah, cheers. Enjoy the view. We were at a really nice view, so enjoy that. We'll be back. Get it all out, scream and shout and let it out, man. Oh, we, oh, we, oh, we, oh.
We're saying, oh, we, oh, we, oh, we, oh.
Hi, so we're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
We're back in the car.
We're back in the car.
Carl is sick. Rabab kicked us out.
Yeah.
Nah,
unfortunately. We still love you, Rabab.
Yeah, unfortunately, she just couldn't be here today.
Yeah.
Timing, scheduling. Today's Thanksgiving, technically. So cheers to anyone that celebrates. And eat your food, boy. Give me some turkeys.
Tacos?
Turkey's so good, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn. I feel like I'm in an Uber.
Oh, yeah, shit. Dude.
Hey, take us to, take us somewhere.
Good riff, bro. This is comedy. This is what they tune in for.
Yeah.
Dude, it'd be funny if, like, someone just came in the car and started driving us around. Oh, that could be an idea. Oh, wait, isn't that people do that already? Like carpool karaoke or some shit?
Yeah, but carpool podcast.
Carpool podcast. Carpool body. That's an idea. Right? What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today?
I just realized we didn't prep.
Yeah, we
didn't. Anyways, so, Carl's sick.
Yeah, bro.
What's the sickest you've ever been?
COVID.
I never got it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I backed out of the frame. I never got it.
You never got the COVID.
Never did.
I'm always jealous of that. Very jealous of that.
What was it like?
I need the optimization of your body to be mine.
Oh. So that's why we're in the back of this car. We're going to film something after. Nah, just joking. I was going to say I'm loyal. Like, that was the issue.
Yeah.
that was holding me back.
I'm loyal, man.
Sorry, bro. Can't fuck. Yeah. Loyal.
Yeah, I just hate the sniffles. The annoying, like, just a very annoying feeling. And also, like, you feel so lethargic.
Isn't it like the flu, like, right?
Yeah, it's like the flu. It's like COVID. COVID was so bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, for almost a good month, I couldn't taste anything.
Shit. I'm sorry, really, I take off my grandpa's watch.
Yeah. Shout out grandpa.
Yeah, your grandpa gave me a watch. It was really nice.
Yes, sir.
But anyways.
Yeah. I was really taken out.
Middle of COVID? Like 2020?
Mid COVID. I think I got, how many COVIDs did you get? Oh, you didn't get
how many
anything,
COVIDs
fuck.
Did you get? I didn't collect them. Like, I was it's not Pokemon cards, dude. Like, I was chilling. I really did not get it at all. I didn't get sick.
Shit.
At all. I haven't been sick since 2018 properly.
Yeah.
Like, that was, I got the flu, and that was horrible. Do you stay updated on your shots?
Yeah, I do. I think I only get sick once a year. Once or at least once and a half a year.
I haven't got sick in 6 years.
Yeah.
Is that bad? Is it going to pile up on me, and I'm going to have all of them at once?
Nah, man. Nah, knock on wood.
Dude, that's scary.
We'll live till we're 90, or at least 100.
At least 100.
Yeah. How long would you want to live?
Bro, if I can't wipe my own ass, just put a pillow on my face. This is just, like, for my own, like, this is my own thing. Not with anybody can live however long they want, you know, because at some point, you do get sick of it.
Yeah.
Like, you've heard stories of, like, grandparents that are just like, fuck, I woke up again?
Mm.
Come on, man. Like, I gotta cook food. Like, they have to do these things.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, there's people that suffer out there.
Of course.
Much condolences and apologies.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, like, if I can't do what I want to do comfortably. But is life comfortable, though? Dude, no. Life is struggle. Survival out here, dude. We're in a fucking car.
Yeah.
Also, I hope you guys like the view. Sorry for the audio listeners, but we're outside and we just went a little drive in Burnaby.
Yeah.
And shit, we can't do this it in when we're 100.
We can't do it in 100? How do you think we will be, like, in 100? In 100,
it's going to be the same, you know?
We're gonna go just podcasting.
Yeah, still podcast.
Oh no.
No, no. If anything, if we did still do the podcast for a long time, it would be for like.
I would kill myself.
Didn't know you guys hated me that much.
No, I don't know. I'd be.
These are just like.
That'd so, be like, insane, bro. It'd be insane.
I love doing all like content because, like, even when I was a kid or teenager, and when I was 18, I used to do like Call of Duty videos.
Yeah.
And vlogs. I used to do like cool artsy videos, and weekly vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just little time capsules of my life.
Wow.
So my kids can like, oh, what was dad like at 18? And they'll see me being a butcher, working 12, 13 hours a day.
Yeah.
How I was like, they'll see what I was like. Like, damn, like, full HD storybook kind of video of Cameron in this particular day in 2017.
That's, it's like, cool. Really something special, yeah.
Because, like, yeah, even my family, and my, because I moved away right when I was 18.
Mm.
Even my stepdad, he used it as a tool of just, like, checking in.
Yeah.
And he was watching the videos, and he's like, oh, okay, he's still alive. That's good. And, you know, he's just, yeah, watch them. They're fun. See how you're doing. Make sure you're healthy. Yeah, and, like, wow. Those are, like, little pockets of memories that, like, my future family can have access to. Like, oh, Cameron is this way. Cameron was this way, that way, or this time. And this is what the podcast will be, too. This is, like, 45 hours worth of
so far
talking and stories and all this stuff from us.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of cool if you think about it.
Very
sorry,
true.
That was a long-winded answer.
Video capsule, time capsule.
What are you going to be like at 100?
100, I hope by that time I never get sick again, even like a couple of years before. Because I know like once a year
yeah,
I do get sick.
Yeah, let's hope we just be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope I'm okay. I hope everything's... I hope I'm financially well off, you sure?
Yeah.
And looking back on this, the content that we've made, like, I hope to just
dude,
cherish.
We're gonna be like
that.
60-year-old. We're gonna have grandkids and be like,
"Yeah,
what did you guys do when you guys were younger?" Oh, well, we had this,
just
random podcast.
I feel like we're not gonna have too much regrets.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I just want to do this.
Just want to do this.
Make some money.
Yeah.
Have some kids. Get married. That's very satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when are you gonna find your? When you're trying to get that,
I don't know. Probably when I'm 35, I'll get like 35? My first cat or something.
Dude,
first kid.
Maybe.
You know, hopefully.
Dude, clock's ticking, bro.
Yeah. Right.
When I say what
ten
I mean
years,
by
10
that,
years, bro. 10 years.
Because, often women want.
I know.
Like, to get that quicker because
I'll just date young.
There it is. There's the first.
I like him, yeah. No, I'm joking. Wait. Not like that. Not like that.
He's talking about cars. He's talking about cars.
Yeah.
Like, he's
totally
up to date
cars.
On the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of car would you... Dude, okay. This is why this is why we need Rabab.
Yeah.
But anyways. so you'll date
I'll date
5 years younger. Maximum
What's,
five.
Isn't there
so
like
if you're 35, you'll date like 30.
Isn't there like an Olympic rule? I try to follow that.
What's the Olympic rule?
It's 4 years up and 4 years down.
Oh, that's kind of good. Yeah,
right?
Do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you fall within the four-year rule, that's
times
pretty
good. Times two. No, I'm joking.
Holy shit.
I'm joking. God. Dot, dot, dot. No, I'm joking.
Good golly.
No.
And now I know why they didn't let you in Paris. Not here today. Not here today, bitch.
Yeah. But, I definitely want to live a fruitful life as possible. And I think by doing this as frequent as we can, obviously, as you said, like, it's a time capsule.
Yeah, dude.
But also it's nice to see a lot of my... Because I never had that. I've never had, like... I've only had still pictures of grandparents and, like, my relatives, distant relatives from the past. But to see this and like, in live action... Like a footage of us just like
of
doing
you,
random shit.
Of talking.
Of,
like people can get us, and listening, by the way, people can get like a sense of
like
who
you
are.
Yeah.
Like who we are.
Yeah.
Obviously, like when we're on camera or we're recording, we're definitely like pump it. Actually, do you think we pump it up a little bit?
It's a little bit.
Like a little
I'd
bit.
Say so.
But, like, obviously we're not like this every day, like 24 hours every day.
Yeah.
We're not like, ah, jolly, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
But, like,
we do our best to be normal.
We're just trying to be funny, you know?
Trying to be funny.
Yeah, trying to be funny, trying to make you laugh, trying to make us laugh when we watch it in the future. It's just a good time.
Yeah.
But I hope everyone's safe out there and doing good and, you know, getting bag, dating within their age range, being safe, you know?
Yeah.
The Olympic rule is kind of good.
Yeah, the Olympic rule is kind of good. Yeah.
But you ever, like, have friends that are, like, very familiar with, like, specific rules that are, like, why do you know that?
Like, specific rules? Oh.
Like.
Oh, like.
It could be on anything.
You're not supposed to, like, you know,
like, you can't eat fries while pantsless on the Wendy's drive-thru. Like, it's very specific. And they know all the ins and outs of it. And you're like, come on. You've done it. No. No, but it's like, why do you know so many specifics?
Oh, okay. I know what you mean.
Because there'll be people that, like, know, oh, like, in this province, you can date to this age.
Yeah.
And all this.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do you know all those inclinations, like, those things?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's
you know,
just,
I looked it up. Wait.
Bro,
FYI, like,
do you want this time capsule to be a
I was just curious because, like, there was a lot of people, like, dating younger, way younger than them.
That happens a lot, especially in cities.
Like, I was like, what the,
like,
fuck?
High school guys are dating, like, middle schoolers.
Yeah, when I, like, probably this
weird.
This was probably, like, a couple years ago when I was like, okay, like, this is actually pretty, I'm curious. Like, it's actually 16, the age of consent here, BC. But not that I'm going to do anything with that.
Holy fuck.
Not that I'm going to do anything with that, you know.
Okay.
But there's no ditties.
Hey! Sorry, yeah.
No ditties, for sure.
No ditties.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Anyways, stay
so
away
much
from
lube?
Well, yeah, that, right? Yeah. Baby oil.
Baby oil? Oh, it's baby oil? I thought it was just lube.
Was it a baby oil?
Obviously, he's using it for. Bitch, no goddamn babies. Thousands, risk. Like,
thousands, bro.
Shit.
The ditty parties must go slippery, dude.
Slipping, sliding. Diddy, I'm outside. I don't know what happened. I slipped down the hallway. That's so fucking crazy.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, he's going to cough here and there.
I'm going to cough here and there, but I'm going to cough away from y'all.
Okay.
So that y'all look sick through the
audio. Do you think, if you're famous enough, you going to a Diddy party?
I would probably go just out of curiosity, but not
before the night time stuff.
Yeah.
Because
I hear,
like, you hear in the reports that it's, like, there's a time where it transitions from, like, party to, like,
and then some freaky shit.
Now he, like, there's a big bed. Like, hey, everybody
bed.
Go choose a room type shit.
Whoa.
Like, it's some freak off shit.
Yo. Diddy was a pimp, bro.
Not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
Watch what you say, dude. Like, we're not advocating. We're just talking about it.
Yeah, no. Screw him.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah. Fucking Diddy, bro.
Dude, what's that Diddy. One song he has?
Which one?
It's like, I don't know. It's like very, it's the biggest Diddy song.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
I don't follow too much Diddy.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Did he do it? No.
Did he do it?
Although everything's going on. I think his court case is, like, set up for March 2025. I think I saw that on Twitter.
March 2025.
Dude, it's crazy. All these celebrities, bro. If the list comes out, all these celebrities, bro, what's going to happen? If there's a name on there that's sad, who is it, like, just think of all the celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to be like, no, not them.
Oh.
No, why?
Oh.
Why did you go? Why did you participate?
I would be sad if it was Jim Carrey or something.
Oh.
Jim Carrey. Oh, one of the great, like, comedians or entertainers
damn,
out there. Or even, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Like, bro, come on.
Damn.
Kevin Hart. Come on, bro.
You're playing with the wrong rocks, bro. What the fuck? God, yeah, no. I could see that.
But they're cool. They're cool.
Mine would
right
be
now.
Like probably Dave Chappelle. It's like, bro,
I know, right? He talks so much shit about a lot of these issues.
Yeah, and then but then he participates in it. No, he did. We're not saying.
No. We're not saying anything. Like
we're not
that.
Saying he did.
But just hypothetically,
like, we're just like if these things happen, yeah. I'll be sad. I'll be like, not yeah. Dave Chappelle. But then we have to like, be, hey, bro, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a big 2024 year.
Dude, Hollywood's scary, dude.
Yeah.
Getting big is. You see the Cat Williams interview, right?
Which one?
Where he just like, it was at the beginning of this year. He did a interview with Shannon Sharp, ex-NFL player.
Uh-huh.
And like, the interview went viral. It was like 2 hours of Cat Williams being like, Hollywood's corrupt, da-da-da-da, all the shit behind the scenes. Things are gonna happen. This happened early this year, like in, and he's like, shit's gonna happen. Name's gonna come out. Stuff's gonna come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Drake thing, Kendrick happened. And then now this with the Diddy
thing.
So he
foreshadowed everything?
Called it out.
What?
He's like, name's going to drop. And he mentioned Diddy a lot, too, in that interview.
Yeah.
He's like, you have to say no to Diddy.
Yeah, there's...
Like, Diddy will give you money to do stuff, and then he brings you to these parties, then he blackmails you.
Uh-huh.
Doing stuff.
Right.
Like, there's the tapes, right? The Diddy tapes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he'll film you as a celebrity, film you doing stuff. That's
just as a blackmail.
And then he'll keep that footage. So then that's why he like has power over all these
fucking
people.
Fucking Diddy, bro.
He has power over all these people.
I saw in an article like
disturbing.
He is disturbing. But I saw in an article like he after the trial like was, you know, kind of concluded, he was just like not guilty, Your Honor.
Really?
Like, proudly like stood up. Like it said on the article word for word, like he stood up and exclaimed to everyone, not guilty, Your Honor. So like I don't know, man. I don't know.
Sus.
Very sus. And then you can kind of like see as well, like in the past, like videos that he made with and collabing
there's
with people.
So much
there's
stuff.
So much shit.
There's one where he's taking a video. He's like, well, dude, yeah. Duty party. This is what we do to guests. This is what we do to guests. And then there's a guy just passed out on the couch, face down.
Yeah.
He's like, if you come to the parties, this is what you got to do. This is what you're doing.
What you're doing
too
yeah.
much, you know. And then like, I was like, oh, dude, this is weird. Yeah. Weird.
Weird. Make 2024. Shit. 2024 for a lot of drama and scandals.
A lot of exposing, which is good.
Yeah. It's even also, there's a.
It's bound
there's,
to come out.
I don't know if there's something to this, but like, there's edits where, you know, that J. Cole, she knows.
I
she
know,
knows.
Beyonce.
I know, she knows. Really?
Yeah, they're like,
yeah,
she
dude,
knows.
Like, yeah.
And they're pointing at Beyonce.
I don't know
what
that's
stuff.
About. I haven't
Beyonce
really looked
be
at
knowing
it.
Stuff, apparently.
Oh, really?
And Jay-Z's tied into this. Like, everyone's...
Dude.
The whole thing's coming down, dude. It's freaky.
Yeah.
It's not freaky. It's good, especially if there's victims involved.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
And obviously, we... A comedy podcast. We're not trying to make fun of the... What horrible shit could have happened.
Of course.
That we don't know about. So, just keep in mind, we're just trying to be funny. Not to... And we're also, like, not here to offend any victims.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're watching. They're like, who's these fucking two random dudes in a car in a parking lot outside
talking
of a
Diddy.
Church?
Like,
we're outside a museum.
Yeah, we're outside
you know
of
what
a
happened
museum?
In there? Colonization. There's home so much shit.
Sheesh.
Think, what,
speaking
native,
of
bro.
Colonization.
Yeah,
bro.
You're Filipino. You got colonized.
Yeah.
I'm native. We got colonized.
But ironically enough, it's Thanksgiving today. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's why I feel a little, yeah. Feel a little, you know.
A little controversial,
yeah.
You know.
My muscles got a little tight, dude. I was getting a little stronger.
I gotta talk my talk.
My
bro.
Ancestors came into me and they're pause.
Talk my talk.
And they're like, yeah.
Speak the issues.
Speak. Nah, we're not even
yeah,
speaking.
Of course.
We're just
so, yeah,
talking
we're just,
about.
We're just talking about
what's
it.
Already out there.
Yeah, of course.
What's already out there? What's going on? Because
yeah.
It's like it is disturbing if all that shit's true.
Yeah.
But damn, man.
Yeah.
Also,
we had a. Really lovely dinner, though.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of us got
to
together.
To kind of, like, tie it up in a good bow tie, you know?
Yeah, so on Friday, this past Friday, it was a time we were all available, and we got off work at a certain time so that we were able to, like, kind of spend the day together or evening together playing, what was it, charades kind of?
Charades
like visual,
kind of heads up.
Visual charades vibe.
Yeah.
With my partner. Rabob's partner, and Rabob,
yeah.
And Carl.
Yeah.
And we just had a big dinner. And you, I just had Filipino food for the first, not second Yo, time. Second time.
Yes.
The
yes,
pancet. I had pancet.
Yeah, pancet, bro. I gaslight you. I gaslight you.
Bro, so this guy, I get off work. I'm going to my next, I have two jobs, by the way. We both have, well, he has like three. I'm going to my next job.
Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver, right? Dude, everything's expensive, man.
If you know, you know.
Work every single day from morning to midnight. Yeah, love you, BC. You. Fuck you for having so much. Go vote. Anyways. What? Our provincial election is...
True, 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 true.
We got to vote by the 19th. Mm-hmm. Do you vote, by the way?
I do vote, like the last federal election.
This is a fucking commercial now. So go out there in BC and go to your local voting
Get
locations.
Your local voted sticker.
Exactly.
It shows that you're an upstanding citizen.
Come vote. Don't be a bitch.
Yeah. Because it is important, though.
Of course it is. I've voted every year since I was 18. I don't know why. Damn. It's kind of weirdly responsible of me.
Damn.
Who do you vote for? Don't answer that.
People are going to come after us. People of the opposition.
The left, the right. They're all going to come after us.
All of us. All of
I vote Green Party. No shit. Actually, no, fuck him. Who cares?
Kanye West.
I voted Kanye West for Canada, dude. It was crazy.
Yeah. He ran for presidency.
I voted Kanye
Holy
East,
shit.
Bro. It's crazy.
Kanye East.
Yeah, he's my guy. Yeah. My homie down the block. But, what was I saying?
Pancit.
Pancit! Yeah. Ooh, that shit was delicious.
Yeah, I gaslit you about it.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm on my way to second job. And, you know, I'm like, you know what? Let me do some trivia on myself. Let me try to guess this boy's dish.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm saying everything.
Yeah.
Give some examples.
There was, like, guisado... afritada, that he said adobo, which is obviously common.
That's common, yeah.
Yeah, and then also he said he also like kind of skimmed around like pancet,
guyang.
Yeah, guyang and everything like that. And I was like, I don't want to spoil the surprise.
But I said,
yeah,
pancet.
Yeah,
Carl's like, nah. I should have known. I should have known when you paused.
Nah,
you like
nah.
There was a silence in between the nah, because I was on the phone. And we get there, and as you're popping up, you look at me, you're like,
yeah.
It's pancet. And then I was like,
yeah, I slowly unlit it, and then, like, yeah.
You fuck. you screwed me over, buddy.
It's a pleasant surprise. It was a pleasant surprise.
Dude, typical guy, gaslighting a night. I can't talk.
What?
Gaslighting a native. On Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
Sounds familiar, right? Sounds familiar, right? God damn it.
It was with good intentions. Please don't come
back. To
after
be fair,
me.
He fed me. But they got fed too, bro. It's all a circle. It never ends. We're all. Yeah. You think.
Bro, 1 out of 10. Pancet.
Oh. 7.8.
Okay. Solid.
Yeah.
Solid.
I would say just because when I had it, it wasn't that hot. It wasn't hot enough.
I know.
Like, it was kind of like, almost like just above room temperature. Like, heated, but not really heated.
I know.
Which, like, if it's heated right up, like, off the burner.
Yeah.
Man, I'll probably get that 8.3.
Okay, 8.3.
And
we're,
also,
we'll take that.
Not
7.8.
Not just taste, but, like, the fact you can reheat it.
Yeah, it's reheatable
like
for a certain like amount of times.
Big things in my rating of food is the leftover ability of it. The leftover ability of a food. How good is it as a leftover?
Damn, we should make that a series. How good is it as a leftover? I don't know.
No, that's a good idea.
Throwing ideas.
That's a good idea. But like, yeah, the leftover ability of certain foods.
Damn.
Like
deep
fries,
analysis.
Bro. Nah. Fries, 0 out of 10 leftover ability.
Yeah.
Can't do that shit.
But honestly, I
like... It's like soggy napkins.
Soggy napkins is not a bad... Not a bad comparison. Sorry, I just burped far away from the camera. Or
this
for
guy.
The from the mic, sorry.
Okay.
But, no, like, I don't know. It's just... For me, I love cold. I love cold, like, fries.
Do you
for
like
some reason.
Cold?
Yeah. I love
really?
Cold food.
Why?
You sort of know this about me. Yeah, right? Because, like, whenever I'm working, and then after he takes
yeah,
over.
Yeah, what is that?
Like,
so, I come, yeah, I'll let you
say. Yeah, I just, because I bring like 3 sandwiches, and because the work that we're in, there's not really like too much time, or there's not even any time to just go out.
Yeah, we don't have breaks.
We don't have breaks. So that's why like I just buy 3 sandwiches from Wendy's. Shout out to Wendy's. Sponsor us, please. And after like a couple hours, you know, I kind of divvy it up like every 3 hours or 2 hours to eat one sandwich, just so that I can, you know, kind of feel,
I don't get, feel satiated,
but it's cold.
Why do you,
the first one is obviously hot, but those, the other two are cold. I just still like it.
You've grown to love this?
Yeah. I not love it, but like it's good. It's okay. I still eat it. It's still food.
Like, it's one thing to do like cold pizza. Cold pizza, that is also good. You're like, okay, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Like, I've had cold pizza and don't mind.
Right.
But did you mention where you get these sandwiches from?
Wendy's.
Wendy's sandwiches.
Yeah.
Bussin. Almost 6 hours later, you'll have it.
Bussin. I'll die on that hill, bro.
Dude.
I'll die on that hill.
At this point,
man.
Just get rid of the hill. Fuck the hell.
Keep it away from me. Keep it away from me.
Move that shit to the ocean. Dude, isn't it so fucked up?
I guess like, that's like one of my weird shit that I do. I love cold food. Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
You're an oven's worst nightmare.
Oh no.
You're not the
market. There'll be no use for us anymore.
You're not the market for an oven. Yeah. Dude, you're just saying fuck you to the fire.
Yeah.
Dude, you were the caveman back in the day. When the guy found fire, you're like, eh, it's all right. Kyle was just like, it's all right. It's all right. Do we need it? Come on.
Come on, man.
I like my fish like this. I like my fish can still flap down my neck. Pause.
Whoa.
What's a food you don't fuck with?
Oh, like okra. Keep that shit away. Keep that shit away.
You don't like okra?
Yeah, I don't like the slimy ass texture.
Look, sometimes it can get too slimy.
Yeah.
But like,
very like, in my mouth it just feels weird. And it tastes weird as well. But if it's cooked,
it has
maybe
a particular taste, but
yeah, even maybe like if it's fried.
Dude, okra,
or something.
Okra, grits.
Yeah, that's
and
I
a protein, which I would usually just have Spam.
What are grits, by the way? What the fuck is that?
To be honest, I don't know. I usually like a, it's just like a cooked, I don't know, how do I treat it? It's very hot. It's like wet rice.
Wet rice.
Kind of, yeah.
Shit. Okay.
I might be completely wrong. To be fair, I haven't cooked grits in years.
Mm-hmm.
But when my mom cooked it, you would just eat it. I would just like show up and it was done on my plate.
Mm.
So I don't know the process of cooking it. I just know she cooked it in a pot. Sometimes it looked wet. Like, you know when, like, you haven't let the rice cook long enough?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like that.
Shit.
But who knows? Maybe there's different versions of grits. I don't know.
Yeah. Is there any food that you don't like?
That I don't fuck with? Tuna. Yeah.
Tuna?
I can't do tuna, bro.
Tuna?
I'm not a big tuna guy.
Yo, tuna. Come on, man.
The smell, tuna? The taste, the look of it, beautiful.
Yeah.
I like how it looks.
Right?
Like, the look of it is great.
It's big ass shit.
What?
Like the tuna. Like the full fish.
Oh, it's big.
Right? Oh. Yeah. Is it big? Not big ass shit.
That's like some big ass shit. Okay.
No, but I love tuna, man. Raw?
Nah,
cooked?
Fuck tuna, bro. I can't.
Really?
I can tolerate a lot of seafood.
Yeah.
Not tolerate. I actually enjoy a
Wait,
ton of
Wait, do you like
seafood.
Sushi? You like sushi,
I'm
right?
I'm a big sushi guy.
Okay.
I can't get tuna sushi, though.
Shit.
I did try. The one time that I ever did enjoy a tuna was when it made love to me. No. is when they, like, took a torch and seared it.
Ooh.
That was not that bad. Because it definitely, I tasted more, like, barbecue-y flavor than the actual tuna flavor. So that's why. I just replaced that flavor. And then I put some Japanese mayo.
Shit.
On it. Dude, I've been eating so much, like, just meat.
Mm.
And pause, asparagus.
Meat, pause, it's asparagus.
Yeah.
Is it is it true that your pee, like, stinks after you eat asparagus? I don't think so, right?
Here, let's find out. Sorry.
He unzipped his zipper. I don't know. Unzipped it back.
No, so, for
the audio there.
To be honest, I don't know.
Really?
Because I also drink a ton of water. And water, like, have you ever peed and it's just clear?
Yo.
You're like, yo. Yo, recycle, recycle, refresh, piss.
Like, pee in the same
pee
bottle.
Pee up to your mouth.
Oh, God. Shit. Would you ever drink pee?
Nah.
No?
Nah, I'm good.
What?
Because it's to be disposed.
Why did I say that like I'm like yeah, down to try?
Are you an advocate for people out here drinking their own piss? Is this the third job maybe that you're speaking of? Holy shit. Drink your piss here, your piss. Drink your piss. Hear he, drink thy pee. Hey, yo, bang. That was a banger of a...
Oh, no.
Do you drink your own piss?
I feel...
Is that the title?
Do you drink your own piss?
Okay, anyways.
Yeah. But
have you ever?
No.
Not even on accident?
No.
Have you...
Okay. I'm going to be vulnerable here, okay? I'm going to be vulnerable here in the podcast.
Anyways, yeah.
Okay, one of, like, a couple years ago, right? I was just kind of pissing, like, I pissed, right?
He'd be pissed.
Normally, you should. But I...
Where were you?
I was in a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I was in a restaurant.
Stakes are high.
I was in a restaurant. So I pissed... And then I was in a hurry because there was something urgent in the table at the restaurant. Because we try to save it. It's a very, very, like, busy restaurant in Philippines.
Oh, in the Philippines. Okay.
In the Philippines, cool. Right? Okay.
Good food?
So, really good food.
Nice.
Really good food. Yeah, Filipino food. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's legit.
I mean, I thought so.
Yeah. But,
There's no, like, poutine around the corner, no?
No.
Dude,
sadly,
do
not
other countries
yet
have Canadian restaurants?
That's the thing, no.
I guess Canada is very much like a melting pot of cultures.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing about Vancouver, why I love, was like the food and the people. Like, so many cultures here that I'm just like never was accessed to in my life.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
You almost don't need to go anywhere. Everything's here.
All the food.
All the food.
Bro,
people.
Everything. Food's so good.
People drinking their piss.
Okay. Oh, <yeah. laughs> Yeah, dude. Sometimes you're
totally,
down bad. Dude.
Yeah.
I think if you were stuck out at sea, you would have to.
You'd have to. The survival
I
ship.
I heard this one story where this guy, he survived ship for like 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even longer. Maybe a year.
Yeah.
But he was...
60 days?
How he did
for
it. Because he's
piss?
On the ocean. He was in the... No, he can't... Because at some point,
piss.
Even if you're drinking your own piss...
Yeah.
It becomes toxic, I think, at a point.
Yeah.
I feel so. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
You're just recycling it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it eats away at your system.
Yeah.
The way this guy survived dehydration was by like drinking seagull blood.
Seagull blood.
Seagull blood.
Imagine how many diseases this guy has, bro.
He probably came up with some new ones, dude. He probably found some new diseases out there, dude. Can you imagine? I got bapo.
Bapo?
I caught some bapo at the fucking in the ocean, dude.
COVID 3000.
It's over. 9,000. Sorry. Dragon Ball Z reference. Also, there's a game out that's really beautiful. Anyways, I love it. It's called Sparkling Zero. You say
amazing.
You're talking about
that was good.
What?
You spoke really fast there and did a kind of like shout out a bit. That's
love
cool.
You, my girlfriend.
How did I get that, bro? How did I get that? Okay, anyways. Sorry. I pissed, right? And then, obviously, I was in a hurry, so I kind of dribbled a bit on my hands, right? Dribbled a bit on my hands.
Okay.
And I didn't notice it, right?
Oh.
Till I get to the table.
Oh.
And then...
Your family there?
Yeah, some of my family were there. So...
What's this sauce?
Yeah, I was so...
Did someone slurp
on it? Wait, what?
Well, sorry.
Someone slurped on it?
You were
like,
continue.
No. So, like, I went to my table, right? And the food was already served. And I was hungry. Because, like, I didn't eat for the full day. So, without me realizing, I grabbed, you know, stuff with my hand. And then still my hand was covered with, you know, piss. Luckily, it was my own plate. It was my own plate. So, I, like...
Oh, hey, mama. Nice corn.
Oh, yeah,
you got,
yeah. Like, touch everything, you know.
Seasoned.
No, I'm not that dude.
Carl seasoned.
I'm not that. Carl seasoned.
Is that Carl? What the fuck? Sorry.
Yeah, but, no.
And you ate
Yeah, with piss on it? I ate food with my piss on my hands.
How was it?
I came to realize like 10 minutes later, like, oh fuck. I didn't wash my hands.
Still does.
But that's the closest that I've gotten to like
getting tasting peach, my pretty much in your
tasting my piss.
In your shit.
It's crazy to say in the fucking podcast.
Remember, time capsule, grandchildren of the future.
This is what you don't do, grandkids. This is what
kids,
you don't
this
do.
This is your uncle, Carl. We'll explain all of this. Just ask him in the future. Nah.
Oh, good lord. Anyways.
Have I ever drank my piss?
Have you ever?
I think so.
Have you?
I think it was in the nighttime.
A disclaimer, I wash my hands, by the way, every bathroom session. Thank you. Sorry, go ahead. Just wanted to get that out there.
Fair enough.
Really? So what was you did?
I don't think I did, maybe.
You don't think you did? Okay, good. Good.
I honestly, want to, though. I want to see what it's like.
Hey. Nah. Join the club, brother.
You ever piss in and you're like, damn, I'm thirsty. Just point it upwards. Nah. We're just joking.
Dude.
What are you doing if, you ever pee in the shower?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's efficient, you know?
Do you still do it?
Here and there.
Sorry, yeah. I don't mean to put you on blast. I realize what I'm doing. That's not a
here
not
and
on
there.
Purpose.
Here and
so,
there.
So, like, I used to do that in middle school. No, not, like, transitioning to middle school.
Yeah.
No, to high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it is efficient.
Yeah.
You know, brush my teeth in there. I was pissing there.
100%.
But then one day, I did it maybe like 5-6 times, showered and pissed.
Yeah.
And then there's one day, obviously it cleans itself, right? I guess.
Yeah.
But there was one day, I probably had too much experience, I guess. But I, at some point I did get a whiff of pee smell.
Oh.
I just like a whiff. It didn't wasn't lasting. It didn't linger. It didn't stay around. It just drained and went away.
Right.
But I got a whiff of it, and it ruined me.
Oh.
I just can't. I don't pee in showers anymore. I go pee after or before.
So, yeah, pee makes your pee stink. Or, I mean, pee?
Pee asparagus. Makes your pee stink. This just in. Asparagus. We're doing the news, bitch.
Asparagus makes your pee stink.
Yo, pecan, bitch. Yeah, dude, I just got a whiff, and I was like, nah, I'm out. Can't do this anymore.
Shit.
Still haven't done it to this day.
Damn.
Hey, can I come over and,
what?
I don't know.
Okay. Come over and
can
what?
I piss? Nah.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing if you're stuck at sea?
If I'm stuck at sea, well.
What are you on?
What am I on?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
Like canoe?
Like, oh, okay.
Let's say you're on a canoe.
Okay.
I don't know why you would have a canoe out at
a canoe?
Sea.
Dude, I'm dying, bro. Like, I don't know what to do.
Dude.
I don't even know to look at the stars.
Do you have
to
any like, survival
guide me.
Like
out in the sea? No, but on the land, yeah.
Land for sure.
Land for sure.
Land's
but
easy.
On the sea, that's fucking scary, bro. Like
once
everything
you're in
under
that water,
you,
man.
Everything's under you. Like,
dude, it's scary.
It's scary.
I'm scared.
And then like, and then there's gonna be storms possibly that you can run into, and all the fucking waves you're just gonna be waving along. You're gonna be rattling along in the fucking waves and hope that you fucking don't capsize.
Oh my god.
And you gotta worry about like your food, your satiation. Whoa, satiation.
Damn.
Your hunger, your hydration.
The sun hitting you too much.
Yeah.
Okay, you're stuck at sea. But you have 5 items. What are those items?
5 items. I would bring my phone. even though it's useless.
Yeah, why would you bring your phone? You would waste a whole slot.
Isn't there like a feature now for Apple at least to have like that satellite?
Doesn't
satellite
exist.
Bullshit. Does it? Okay.
Your phone's dead.
Oh, okay, fine.
You already
fine,
have it
fine,
with you, but
fine.
It's dead.
Flare gun.
Okay.
Flare gun.
There you go.
Yeah, see, I have some.
Are you
gonna
use the
shit?
Other slots for ammo?
One ammo.
So it's just one shot.
Oh wait, so like it counts as one item.
Yeah, so one
fuck,
item
man.
One
okay.
item counts so, as one shot. So if you count it, but you can have a, use the second slot as a shot.
How long would I be at sea? It's just
dude,
like
dude,
well,
this,
you, don't
know. You
don't
know.
You don't know, right?
You have
okay,
no
so
clue.
You,
You're
I'll
in the dark
two,
on
I'll
this.
Bring two ammos. So that's 3 items already.
You Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
So just in case, right? And the fourth and fifth one, I think food, like non-perishable foods. Like, I mean, it's just one you said, though, right? It's not a one bundle.
Yeah. So you have to think about this logically.
Oh, fishing rod.
Bang! Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. Don't waste a slot on food. Yeah. Waste it on the item to get, you know?
Yeah.
You give a man food, he eats for a day.
Yeah.
You give a man a fishing rod, he eats for until he dies. Sorry about that Tumblr ass.
Bro.
Such a Tumblr ass fucking inspirational
Holy
quote.
Shit, dog. Sun Tzu? I'm
just they call me
The art of fishing.
Anyways.
The fifth one.
My joke was better. Fuck you. You ruined it. They call me hoses.
Hoses.
Sorry, you
I think is rain like safe to drink?
Rain?
Yeah.
In the sea, maybe not.
Oh, fuck.
Because all that salt water, because rain is just like clouds.
Yeah, I feel like I would bring one of those like hydration or I mean like filtrate.
What?
Yeah, the straw thing.
That's what I was gonna say. Boom. That's my first thought.
There you go.
Problem solved.
Problem solved, bro.
Living forever.
Cheer.
I'll bring flare gun.
Yeah.
One slot ammo.
Okay.
So just two shots.
Okay.
Nah, one shot. Damn. I want the dramatic.
Not a pussy, bro.
I'll get a. Dude, I'm scared because like if you're in the ocean, you're not just. It's not just like any rinky dink fishing rod.
Yeah.
You need like one of those thick ones.
Yeah.
Because what if it gets caught on a shark? You cutting the line?
Yeah, I would.
I'm gonna think about this. Hey, I'm gonna say seven slots.
Seven slots, okay.
I gotta do this quick because we're running out of time.
Are we? Okay.
Flare gun, one shot.
Right.
Steel fishing rod, thick.
Bet.
Two slots.
Uh huh.
Third slot is more fishing line.
Mm-hmm.
Premium fishing line.
Premium, damn. You paid monthly for it. Sorry.
It sucks that... Do you think bills keep continuing after you die?
100%.
We gotta get our stuff sorted out.
Yeah, because it goes on to your family. Relatives, they take over.
Yeah. Wasn't there a thing if you committed suicide, they would find your family?
I don't know.
Isn't that a thing?
I didn't know that.
Somewhere? Anyways.
Are you okay? Like...
I looked in. No, seriously.
Yeah, of course.
There's a phone number. There's a national Canadian suicide prevention line.
Yeah.
Please, if you're experiencing any feelings, by all means, give that a call. Or even shoot us a DM. Okay, actually, we're not professionals. So, by all means, give that number a call.
Yeah.
Three slots.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth slot. Something.
Wow.
One of those beach.
Beach.
Umbrellas, the big ones,
ooh,
to cover you from the sun.
Facts.
Because the sun is also going to dehydrate you.
Facts.
And then you're just going to do more straw.
Facts.
I already did the straw, fishing rod, extra pair of line, more line, beach.
The umbrella.
Umbrella.
Damn, you have seven, bro?
You can add two more. You can add two more after what you want.
Yeah. Would you... Shit.
Clothing...
Facts.
Like, so, clothing for the night. So, cold.
Because it gets way cold.
Way cold.
Out in the sea.
And then, six, I want an anchor.
Anchor, wow.
Oh, wait, it's a boat. It might already come with it.
Okay.
I want six, I want someone with me so they can... I want Bear Grylls. I want Bear Grylls.
Fucking cheater, bro.
I want Bear Grylls. Actually, I'll change the list. Okay. Number one, I want Bear Grylls. Number two, I want whiskey. Number three, I want lobster. Number four, I want Ponset. Number five, I want Carl so he can suffer too. Number six, fishing rod. Number seven, extra bed for Bear Grylls.
No, a camera to do a podcast.
Yeah, number six, podcast, number seven, mics. Hey, guys, we're still at sea. Can't upload these. Girls.
Check us
can't
out.
Upload these till we get back to land. But, yeah. That's. You want to add two more? Or you
I feel like I would add just a compass, just to be more real.
Oh!
Compass, bro. Compass.
Maybe satellite phone is the one you should,
right?
should get.
Exactly. Yeah. That one, too.
Yeah.
That one, too. I'll get that one, too. And then, yeah, that's how I survived the sea. But hopefully it never comes to that.
Let's see if we survive.
Now we're prepared.
Yeah. Also, condolences to everyone experiencing all the hurricanes that's been going on lately.
Yes.
That's shit scary, and people are losing a lot of stuff. I really hope their shit
is What's the hurricane
insured.
Name again?
Helene. Hurricane Helene. There's multiple, I think. But thank you for watching. That's the podcast. Watch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Watch our faces on YouTube every Wednesday. And hopefully we made you laugh.
Right.
Rabab will be back next week. It was just a timing thing. But we wanted to get an episode out just to be consistent. We love you.
Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.